This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 27th. God's word to you today is the gifts, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verse 11, and it says, "And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." The wise men brought the gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh to Jesus. It is so important that we understand how this applies to us. Frankincense speaks to the priestly nature of the person of Christ. Frankincense. The priests burn incense at the altar. These wise men were really deep spiritually. They understood that Jesus was going to stand between God and his people. Jesus was to be the most high priest to God. The second gift, which is gold, speaks to power, the kingly nature of Jesus. Even though he was a baby, not only was he a priest unto God, he was a king unto God. The third gift, myrrh, simply speaks to the prophetic destiny of Jesus. Myrrh was what was used to embalm people when they die. The wise men knew that this baby was born to die. The prophecy over the life of this baby was that he would take away the sins of the people. He will become the atoning sacrifice. I do not know if Mary preserved that myrrh and used it after Jesus died on the cross. Maybe that was what she was taking to the tomb. But these wise men provided the myrrh, which speaks to the prophetic destiny of Christ. So, for you and I to be all that God has called us to be, we must receive his gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. It means you must receive the gift of Jesus as your priest. It means you must receive the gift of Jesus also as your king. And you must receive the prophetic destiny of Jesus, which has been fulfilled as your Savior, the one that will die for me. It is when we receive his gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh that Christmas can begin to make sense. For you to be converted from a herald to a wise man, you must receive his gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. For you to be converted from a scholar to a wise man, you must receive his gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. For you to convert from being a Jerusalemite to a wise man, you need to receive his gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I am eternally grateful for the gift of you, and I receive your gift of frankincense, gold, and myrrh, and I receive wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.